This is JIS News. Coming up, preparatory work for the dredging of the Kingston Harbour almost complete. Owners of public passenger vehicles now required to register drivers and conductors with the Transport Authority, and Sports Minister stresses the need for public-private partnerships in building sporting infrastructure. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented, more benefits for the vulnerable, increased opportunities for home ownership, 2 IMF tests passed, more resources for the police, government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
The Accountant General's Department will be closed at 12 noon on Friday, January 10, to facilitate a general staff meeting. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause.
Now the news. Preparatory work for the dredging of the Kingston Harbour as a core element of the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative is advanced. Chairman of the Logistics Hub Task Force, Dr. Eric Deans, says the technical studies were completed last month and data analysis is now being done.
They're now finalizing to see how much dredging, what type of material is there. The bidders have already been pre-qualified. The dredging process takes only 6 months. So if we award the contract in March, it'll be finished before the end of the year.
Dr. Deans was addressing a JIS think tank session on Thursday. The Global Logistics Hub will allow Jamaica to take advantage of economic opportunities from the expansion of the Panama Canal, scheduled to be completed in 2015. A $28 million upgrading project is to be carried out at the Pedro Keys. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the funds will be used to address solid waste management issues on the northeast and middle keys of the Pedro Bank. The initiative will also enhance monitoring and enforcement in the area and is being financed through the Fisheries Management and Development Fund and the Fisheries Division. The Agriculture Minister was addressing a workshop to discuss the findings of the 2013 Socioeconomic Survey and Carrying Capacity Study of the Northeast and Middle Keys, Pedro Bank, on Thursday. The findings of the research will inform the development of a comprehensive management plan for the Northeast and Middle Keys. The study was commissioned by the ministry in response to a garbage pileup and other potential health hazards at the Pedro Keys. It was carried out by a team of researchers from the University of the West Indies in 2013. Owners of public passenger vehicles, PPVs, will be required to register drivers and conductors with the Transport Authority during renewal of their licenses or the application for new road licenses. This requirement will come into effect at the beginning of the new licensing period on February 17. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, says the move will increase the safety of the commuting public.
When we have drivers who are fit and proper working in the public transportation sector, then we have a greater confidence that these operators will operate in keeping with the guidelines established by law, that they will transport the commuting public in a safe and secure manner.
The majority of existing road licenses will expire on March 31, 2014. Meanwhile, the Transport Authority is reminding all PPV drivers and conductors that their badges should be visibly displayed at all times while in operation. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has reiterated the need for further public-private partnerships in building Jamaica's sporting infrastructure. Minister Nita Headley says the establishment of sustained partnerships with private sector organizations is a major pillar of the national sports policy. This towards providing key facilities needed by athletes in all disciplines.
We continue to seek to forge these public-private partnerships in Jamaica, because in sports development, the government certainly can't do it alone. So much more is required.
The sports minister was speaking at a special ceremony hosted by Grace Kennedy Money Services to announce the company's sponsorship of top Jamaican swimmer Alia Atkinson. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.